A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are those for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the people reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had their fill, he said to the disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel happens to be one of my favorites. Over the years, I've become friends with the little kid who pops up out of nowhere with the 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. He's the nobody in this story, the little one, completely insignificant and powerless. And yet, in many ways, he's the hero of the story. Not because of anything great that he does, but it's because he's the only one who seems to see and understand what Jesus is doing. In a way, similar to John the Baptist, our little hero in today's gospel knows that he's not the bridegroom, but he's the friend of the bridegroom. He watches Jesus and he listens to and rejoices in his voice. At the beginning of the story, Philip responds to Jesus' question about buying food for the hungry crowd by having a total meltdown. He literally freaks out. "There's too many people, Lord. There's not enough money. There's nothing we can do. Let's get out of here before we become their lunch." Thankfully, Andrew does a bit better than Philip. At least he remains calm in the midst of this overwhelming situation. And he doesn't reduce the problem to finances and the fragile reality of the apostolic bank account. No, thanks to Andrew, we have the story of the little boy. It's Andrew, in fact, who spots the kid weaving his way through the crowd with his little knapsack hanging over his shoulder. Andrew has no idea how a couple of sandwiches and a can of sardines, well, you know what I mean, is going to solve this big problem. But nor does he have a meltdown. Andrew's ability to simply see the small boy is already a sign of hope. Maybe he thinks to himself deep down, "This doesn't look too good, but nothing's impossible for God." He isn't sure how they're going to feed all these people with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but he motions to the small boy and invites him to come forward. It's a small but important gesture of faith. But our real hero today is not any of the official card-carrying disciples. No, it's the young boy. Powerless and poor. In the culture of his time, he was a child without any rights, and his barley loaves were simply the bread that the poor people ate. But just by focusing the camera on this kid, the gospel writer is already pointing to something important about discipleship. It is what Jesus will teach symbolically a few chapters later when he bends down to wash the feet of the disciples. And we find this same great teaching in Matthew's gospel when Jesus, also on a mountaintop, as in today's gospel, preaches his great sermon. Blessed are those who have the spirit of the poor. Theirs is the kingdom of God. Christian discipleship is not about having enough money to feed all the poor people in the world. Nor is it about knowing lots of sophisticated theology so that we can declare what is or what isn't the will of God. No, the Gospel of John is actually quite simple, and today's story is a good example. Discipleship is about love, because God is love. It's John's Gospel where Jesus invites us to remain in my love. And it's John's Gospel where he tells us and shows us that there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. While Philip and Andrew get caught up in their own limitations, their own poverty, our little unnamed hero chooses the path of love. He has no idea whatsoever how a few pieces of bread and a couple of smelly fish are going to help the master. But who cares? With great trust and confidence, he makes his way up the hill where the master is seated and who, incidentally, reminds him of the story that his father told him of Moses, who also went up onto a mountaintop to listen to God and to help God's people find their way to a new land where they could live in freedom. But even though there are a lot of things that the boy doesn't understand, he's begun to intuit that this holy man, Jesus, has come to teach us about love. And so, with nothing but the little lunch that his mother packed for him that morning, he walks up to where Jesus is sitting, opens up his knapsack, and says, "Master, take and eat. Please, take this and share it with your friends and with all the people who are hungry." So simple, so pure. While the official disciples are wringing their hands, feeling overwhelmed by the unending pastoral needs, the boy does exactly what he sees Jesus doing. He gives away everything he has. "Take and eat, Master. I see what you are doing, and I want to do it with you. I have nothing, really, but please, give this to your friends who are hungry." The gospel goes on to say, "Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted." There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends.